Hello, everyone. Welcome to Planetary Light Meditation for September. Yes, we're getting close to the nitty-gritty here. So thank you all for coming on live. What I'd like to do is go over the interview for your activation today. It's going to go very deep. Some of you may completely zone out, and that's okay. Okay, so here's the activation for today, but not limited to what we say here, because you never know about these spontaneous activations. So I'm happy that you're joining us for another Planetary Light Transmission for Humanity and the Ascension Process. Things are really heating up, and many are buying into the fear of the collective, the fear of being infected, the fear of dying, the fear of losing friends, the fear of being called crazy or unpatriotic, the fear of losing your job, the fear of losing your home or having to move, the fear of not having enough money and resources, the fear of the unknown, the fear of getting more sick, the fear of depression setting in, the fear of possible suicide. That's primarily with the younger generation, believe it or not. But some older folks, okay, as well. The fear of more stress, tension, anxiety, and worry. The fear of pending gloom, doom, and hopelessness. The fear of giving up. The fear of losing family. The fear of your children being safe. The fear of your safety. The fear of your safety not vanishing in an instant. And that was weird. That's a weird wording, huh? Better practice on my channeling here. Okay, let's see. Let's continue. The fear of your security and safety and the fear of pending nightmares. Obviously, core issues are definitely up for everybody on the planet. And we are witnessing the polarization of humanity and the us versus them mentality on many levels. Which way do we go? Where are the signposts? Where are the markers? And as we move closer to the completion of this calendar year, the intensity underscored will be ramping up to the level never before seen on this planet. Some say we're heading into the end times. Time is ending. So in that sense, yes, we are in the end of days, but not the end. It is the beginning of a new dawn. This is not the time to give up, but an opportunity to build your faith and trust in yourself, in God and the benevolent universe. Let us come together today in the oneness of thought and being and bringing forth not only your personal healing and transformation, but also the enlightenment for this planetary system and all life upon it. We can choose another outcome than what we see on the news and videos. We have the power to alter the timeline and the destiny of Earth, the power to hold the state of becoming highlighted is ours to have and to become. We invite all to join us, including your ancestors, family members, and beloved pets, and your guardian angels and higher selves. We will use the magical power of 13 in the spontaneous transmission from the quantum. Now, the number 13 represents integration of the previous 12 levels. All right, so are you guys, let's see here, where am I now? You guys ready to rock and roll? All right. Okay, so shoes off, glasses off. Bring your body into a very comfortable position. Make sure you have water handy. So drinking water helps your cells to absorb the quantum, the frequencies, the healing, and the expansion. And always make sure if you drive today that you're fully focused and grounded. And welcome all new people to this call. As always, we will do a protocol to get into a meditative state. Very important. And you're going to learn how to deepen your power to relax the mind and body, especially at night, so you can have a good 8 hours of deep REM sleep. All right, you're just going to notice where you are right now, energetically, emotionally, psychologically, physically. Just notice what you notice, being the neutral observer, the voyager. And at the end of this activation, you will again notice what is new and what is different. And that will be your comparison. That will be your feedback. All right, so let's come into the here and now through the power of the breath. Now remember, when we breathe in, we're not only breathing in prana, we're breathing light frequencies, sound frequencies. We're breathing in as many dimensional levels as our body can handle. And that changes from moment to moment in your everyday life. So we're going to let go of the day. Let go of your to-do list. Let go of everything you were concerned about, that you're fretting about, that you're worrying about, consciously and unconsciously. Now, instead, this is for all future activations. Instead of using the term or the phrase release, we'd like you to get into the habit of saying instead clearing or letting go. That is a more effective phrase to use in the healing process. And also remember that letting go or clearing can also imply taking everything into the light that is within you, within Prime Source. So it's not like we're getting rid of energy. We are transmuting the energy. We are transforming the energy. We're bringing it into a state of love and oneness through the light. That is the light that passes all mental understanding. The mind cannot understand that level. It can only receive it and then become it. Okay, primarily we're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth if possible. Palms facing upwards on your lap or by your side to receive the light into the hand chakras. You may touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of the mouth. You may do a hand mudra or just simply touch your thumb and index fingers together, and that helps create a more flowing circuitry in your body. All right, I'm going to invite your ancestors and family members, all those that are willing to receive. I'm going to call forth your pets. We'll ask the Archangel Ariel to watch over your pets. Letting go of the day, letting go of what you're going to do in 2 hours from now. We're coming into the present moment, which is where the power is. Breathe in and feel intentionally. I am here, I am now, I am. I am here. I am not in the past, I'm not in the future. I am here, I am now, present with my body. I am, meaning you acknowledge your divine spirit, your I am presence. All right, step aside the ego. From your knowing, detach from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, chaos of the world, your logic, and the collective astral plane of humanity. Continue to breathe and begin to merge through a golden arc of light with the power of oneness, with the power of divine love, with the power of creator energy, your innate. Now we're going to breathe into the belly, activating your power center, and at the same time, opening up and letting go of all old energies from your past. And letting go of all energies that you may have taken on from the world ever since day one. Bring the light into that energy, allow it to uplift into the oneness. Continue to breathe. Continue to let go. Allow letting go of all levels that feel to be of resistance, letting go of all levels of static and interference, opening up the lower chakras as well, breathing in the light and letting go. Begin to let go of all unconscious, subconscious fears and phobias, especially the fear of the unknown, the fear of what's going to happen after the elections. Going to let go of all fake news from your lower chakras. That will include your feet chakras, your knees, and your pelvic area. Letting go of the fear of feeling fearful, anxious. Letting go of the world's fear. Letting go of all of the collective hostility, anger, resentment, unconsciousness. And again, remain completely detached from the collective astral plane. All right, we're going to call in the guides for today's activation. We're going to call in the power of 13. Envision in the mind of God, which is your divine mind, 13 stars, brilliant stars, deep in the heavens, and these stars are radiating and transmitting into your awareness, into your third eye of your body. The power of the 13. Relaxing all the muscles in your face, your forehead, your eyelids, your jaw muscles, dropping the shoulders to the floor, relaxing fingers, thighs, calves, and toes. Continue to breathe in the light, allowing the brain to go into a deep theta, delta, even gamma state. Allowing the mind to settle into stillness. Feeling the power of those 13 stars. They are multidimensional. Allow these rays to affect all of your light bodies, all of your subtle bodies, and your endocrine system. Feel as if your glands, pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, thyroid, parathyroid, thymus, solar plexus, pancreas, spleen, kidneys, adrenal glands, reproductive organs, are being stimulated, adjusted, energized. Breathe it in. Take in these frequencies. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Breathe it all the way through the belly, up into the diaphragm, the lungs, through the throat, into the third eye. And as you exhale, just simply let go, allowing your spinal column to clear all stagnant, stuck energies. Allow the light to resurrect your spine all the way down to your sacrum bone, your original 8 cells of creation, your base chakra. Continue to bring forth from the unconscious all unknown fears, and belief systems that cause fear in your mind. Whatever comes up, just be with it, embrace it, bless it, forgive it. Love it, accept it. Okay, let's bring awareness to the feet chakras. Make sure they're open. Beginning to clear any unconscious fears within the feet chakras, any survival fears, fears of connecting with people, fear or anxiety of being upon the planet at this time, fear of no support. Allow your insecurities to come forth into your awareness. All insecurities of being on the planet, having to deal with your body. any physical condition that manifests as stress, tension, and worry. Now, we're going to call forth your inner child. To deeply receive, we're calling forth your guardian angels and, of course, your Council of Light. Going deep into the silence, expanding awareness, becoming the voyager. Now breathe forth the violet flame for your auric field and your magnetic field, which relates to your emotional body. Invoke from deep within the violet flame, beginning to purify your auric field, uplifting all dense energies up into the higher vibrations. Feel ascending spiral in and around your field, uplifting, rising up, purifying, cleansing. Now bring your awareness to the great central sun in the heart of our galaxy. Begin to feel from deep within that golden light activation, that pure light from Creator, moving through your spine and beginning to circulate through your brain, affecting your hemispheres, all of your cortexes, all of the sacred points within the brain. Pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, medulla. Feel the power of that sublime light circulating through your crown chakra and all of the chakras above your head. Breathing that spaciousness into the body, all the way through the spinal column, down through the legs, into the sacred heart of New Earth. This is your new grounding, into the sacred heart, with the sacred heart of Earth 2, the New Earth. And allowing your body to feel completely supported by Gaia, by the divine feminine. Continue to breathe very gently through the body, opening up the heart, activating your still point, activating as you tune in to the green disc within the heart chakra. Can also be seen as a golden disc. Allow it to activate to the next level of your heart expression and the expression of your I am. Feel the power of I am, a clear and perfect channel for receiving the power of grace and blessings. Begin to feel the power of your I am in your heart chakra. Could you call forth Metatron's cube as an overlay to your energy fields? Feel the power of 13. Now activate. Bring your awareness to the four pillars of light in your home. Allow for a deeper level of sacred support and safety for your body and your home, your automobiles. And your pets. Allow those deep emotions to merge from the heart chakra. Any levels of past sorrow, sadness, regrets. Anything that feels heavy within the heart. Becoming aware of the burdens that you've been carrying, those of your parents, those of your kids, those of your spouses, past and current. Burdens from the ancestors that have been passed down through the generations. Where is it upon your body? And we're going to ask your ancestors and family members to let go of any burdens that they may have taken on from you for whatever reason. Keep the focus on the breath as you stay in the quantum. Deep in the stillness of creation, allowing expansion of awareness. Allow the stuck places within the heart to unstick themselves, to untangle themselves. Letting go of family entanglements, current and past lives, family entanglements, entanglements with the old matrix of pain and suffering. The old matrix of polarity, polarization. The opposites, male and female. To Begin to let go of the unconscious entanglements with the church and or prior metaphysical groups even. Entanglements. Allow them to unwind. Disengage. Clear. Now, breathe in your power. Breathe in the power of 13. Breathe in the power of integration. Allowing wisdom to expand. Bringing awareness now, quantum level awareness into the throat chakra, into the thyroid. Allow the throat chakra to open up fully, activating to the next level your power of clairvoyance, correction, your power of clairaudience and telepathy. Bilocation. Going to collect some fragments here. Those parts of you from your childhood that have been hurt, that have been suppressed, that have been traumatized, that have been punished, neglected. Those parts, those memories of ridicule, shame, guilt. You're collecting your fragments. Breathe it back into the here and now, as if those fragments are coming home. Those parts of your childhood. Those parts of past lives that have been frozen in time-space. Collect those fragments. Bring them back to the here and now. Back into your heart center. Take a slow, deep breath. We're going to move awareness up into the head centers now. The whole forehead area, the back part of your brain, your whole crown chakra, center of your brain, crystal palace. Receive now a cleansing for your pineal gland, your third eye chakra. You are receiving a rearrangement energetically of your head centers. Now we're going to ask for an assemblage point reset for all those that are needing that today. Assemblage point reset. Just bring awareness into the center of your chest. All right, we're going to call forth the A-team and those beings that specialize in extraction to step forward to work with you, any of you that are needing clearing from interference of any kind. Stay in your power. Own your space. You can remove all appropriate, inappropriate cords, bindings, and attachments to family, to friends, to off-planet beings that are no longer relevant. And breathe in your light as you begin to feel the clearing. Owning all levels of your embodiment and your consciousness. Taking command, taking control. Assuming management of all of your subtle bodies, all levels of your consciousness and embodiment. Taking control of your life path, your destiny, your purpose, your reason for being here on the planet. Let go of all regrets. No longer necessary. Let go of the regrets emotionally, psychologically. Now, you're going to strengthen your divine connection with your incarnation. Strengthen your silver cord to your body. Make strong your assemblage point, your still point, the green disc, the golden disc, all of the power points in your body. Taking responsibility now, emotionally, mentally, energetically, for your life experiences, knowing they are not you, but they serve as learning lessons and lessons of awakening. You are not your identity. Continue to receive the blessings for your body, for any parts of your body that's been hurting, be it the neck, be it the stomach, be it your low back, your knees, your medical conditions, your injuries, your traumas. Continue to receive the blessings into your body, into all of your energy bodies, into your meridians, your endocrine system, your immune system, your lymphatics, your whole structural system, your spine. your eyesight, your hearing, your liver, pancreas, your lungs. Give permission for your body to heal, for your mind to be healed, for your emotions to be balanced. Letting go of the need to know. Letting go of the need to know. Staying in the present moment. Now, allow the vibrations of your physical etheric body to rise up. Raising the frequencies of the body. Now, move awareness through the eye of the needle and into the heart of creation. And let's take some moments of earth time to go as deep as you possibly can into the heart of creation. Now begin to bring that awareness to your body. Continue to breathe. Breathe it all the way through your spine. Now take a slow deep breath and move awareness onto the planetary system. We're going to call for the grid masters. We're going to call forth those beings of light that work with the ley lines of the planet, with the etheric body of the planet, with the soul body of the planet. And the A-team. Now, shift slightly into I am a clear and perfect channel for the power of the light. And begin to channel that light onto the planet. Into all those areas that are ready to receive the light of cleansing, the light of purification, the light of awakening. Channel it to your neighborhood, your home, your city, your county, your state, your country, your province. Channel to all those places that are upon the earth that are ready to receive this dispensation, this divine intervention. Those that are ready to receive the light of resurrection. Channeling the power of truth to all peoples upon the planet. The power of awakening. The power of justice. Allowing the purification of all levels within the Earth's atmosphere, including inner Earth. We're going to invoke collectively Earth 2, the new Earth. And strengthen your alignment with the new Earth. Channeling to the grid, a system of the earth, divine balance and harmony. within all vortexes, power centers, pyramids, sacred sites. Envision in the mind of God all the pyramidal structures being cleansed and purified. And all sacred sites in all countries and power centers, burial grounds, in all places of prior conflict. Envisioning the land letting go of all of that historical energy, being uplifted into the light, being infused with divine light, the power of purification, staying a clear and perfect channel, maintaining your space, envision now the earth and all of humanity enveloped with the power of divine love and compassion and wisdom, divine balance and harmony. And envision all those souls that have decided to make transition, being uplifted into the light. Now, let us channel the power of hope and faith to humanity, to the souls of humanity. And the energies of awakening to all those that are ready. The power of awakening. And envisioning in the mind of God all children free of all levels of bondage and conditioning. That the souls of all children are free. That the bodies of all children are free. I'm going to ask the Archangel Ariel to restore the health of all pets upon the planet. And all animals upon the planet, that their health be restored. In all sacred mountains, be restored to its original divine matrix and blueprint and spiritual power. And feel a great wind upon the planet, nourishing the peoples, nourishing the animals and all the creatures upon earth. All right, continue to collect your fragments back into your heart center. Take a deep breath, bringing all those fragments into the here and now. Unfreezing your inner child from your space-time continuum. Now begin to gather your focus. Coming back to your body, coming back to your room in present time. I am here, I am now, I am, keeping those channels open from the quantum to and through your physical body. Feel your divine connection with the sacred heart of Earth too. Keeping the space above your head clear and open. Now bring awareness to the very center of the skull. Make sure you're muted. Bring awareness to the center of the brain. And then breathe in awareness down through the spine to the base of the spine to your original 8 cells. Feeling your original 8 cells in harmony and balance. Your assignment is to continue daily to embody more of your I am. A little each day. Allowing the I am to integrate into those places prior to this activation where you gave away your power. So you are reclaiming your space upon the planet. You are owning to a deeper level now all of your energetic, vibrational, light bodies, subtle bodies, levels of awareness. Coming back, I am here, I am now, I am fully awake, recharged, focused, centered, inspired. Knowing I am moving through all levels of unconscious fear and resistance. Into that which I am, my divine spirit. Remembering I am having an earth experience through a physical body. And I am now choosing to express with power that which I am. Knowing that my purpose has been fulfilled, and now I can enjoy the fruits of my labor. Guided each day by the power of choice, so when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust. Some of you may want to take a short power nap after this activation is complete, although it will still be going on the inner realms into eternity. And remembering, each listening will take you deeper and deeper into self. Allow benefits to naturally show up in your life without trying and without processing. Take a slow deep breath again and awaken into the now. Remembering to drink water, and if you need to drive today, make sure you're fully focused, centered, and grounded. The guides will work with you for a bit later today. Be open to receiving. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. Blessings.